This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to tell you, I appreciate the support I see on social media and text messages about Seltzer's poorly worded question during Beat the Hat.
What social media are you seeing? Because like 95% of the tweets we've gotten have been supporting me.
How about
me.
This guy, Ray?
You found one tweet? Good for you, buddy.
We got our guy, Faux Dutch. We haven't talked to Faux Dutch in years.
You found the one tweet.
Now, here's what he said. He said, I hate to say it, but Joe DeCamera's right. The question posed asks which Phillies player is the longest tenured major leaguer, implying one has more than any major leaguer. The proper phrasing would be of Phillies players, which has the most major league tenure.
Go ahead, Devin.
Counterpoint here. what did James say the topic was? He does every Friday. Phillies players. But what Phillies players?
Current Phillies players.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Also,
so the subject is current Phillies players.
Yes. Another great point, Devin. If you just want to go to social media, though, Jason, question was worded correctly, and I got it correct. We have debate about the question made me want to pull out my hair. James Seltzer, you are absolutely right. The question was fine. It was also really easy. Hollow victory for the hammer. That's from Dan. Do you want me to keep going?
Okay. No, that's pretty good.
How about Bob? That question was worded perfectly. How about Mike Miller? DeCamera is so annoying. Always thinks he was correct. The question was about tenure was clear. Joe is just salty. Do you want me to keep going on the social media response, or are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good. All right, 215-592-9494. So a lot of reaction today to day one for the Phils. Devin was there. Devin, what else hit you from the ballpark? What was your biggest takeaway?
So my biggest takeaway was that despite understandable negativity and doubts, especially from the Phillies fan base and media, this is still a very good baseball team, maybe even a great baseball team. And I think yesterday, if you're gonna take good and bad away from one game, that game really had it all. For two-thirds of the game, it was all right, same old, this is the same lineup, not the same lineup, but same plate approach as we saw, frustrating plate approach that we saw, that ended their season when they faced the Mets in the postseason. And they still found a way to bounce back and win, and not just, win by one run, but win 7-3 in extra innings. So I feel like there's a lot of optimistic and hopeful with what I saw yesterday.
John, what
and I know that a lot of people don't, and I understand that.
Yeah,
no. It was frustrating to watch them strike out 19 times.
For 2 hours, it was frustrating.
But they still won, and they put up over four runs. I'm hopeful.
John, what hit you the most?
I think there's relief that Alec Bohm was able to come through the way Alec Bohm came through. Mm-hmm. And it's right out of the gate. I think that's big for his confidence. I think that's big for the clubhouse's confidence in Alec Bohm. And Bryce talked about it after the game. Hey, it's real. We all know that he was on the trading block. But we, meaning the old guys, the old heads, we love that kid. We're behind him. We support him. Mm-hmm. He's feeling a certain way, and we know Alec Bohm can get wonky when he feels a certain way. It's a great start to the season, a stable, strong start for Alec Bohm, and that only bodes well for this team as a whole, because man, he is special as an offensive player. His ability to just get a bat on the ball.
Well, he had to hit the right
remarkable.
Field also.
Yeah.
He's good with those.
He's going to reward this team if we can just keep him in the right mindset. And I think last night went a long way.
Speaking of mindset, something interesting Bryce Harper actually said before the game he said, what we're telling the younger guys, which, again, it feels ridiculous to call them younger guys because, like, Alec Bohm is not, like, the
29 or whatever.
Years old, but still, I guess, compared to, you know, the guys who've been, like, longest-tenured Philly, Bryce Harper. But to compare to Bryce Harper, JT, Kyle Schwarber, he said, we just want those guys, as in the young guys, Alec Bohm, to have fun. We told them that we will have all the pressure on us, on our shoulders. They just need to go out there and have fun and loosen up. So I think that's kind of – and Bryce Harper, we know, can perform under pressure. So that doesn't worry me. Maybe when it comes to, like, Trey Turner, that's a little bit of a worrisome sentiment. But I think that's really important when it comes to Alec Bohm because he wasn't having fun out there at the end of the season last year.
Right. And I think it's nice that Bryce did that, and I think it's – partially true, but not totally true.
It's not true at all, but I appreciate
it. They all,
I think it's good leadership, but, like, the pressure is the pressure. If they come up in a big spot and don't come through, it's going to be on them. You
but
know?
I think it's a good message to get to the dudes.
It's leadership.
Look, this may be the most ridiculously simplistic main reaction from yesterday, because we all knew it to be true before yesterday, but I'll say it again. Bryce Harper and Zach Wheeler are really good. I mean, they're really great. All right, there's a lot from yesterday to react to. Let's go to the phone. Scott and King of Prussia. What's going on, Scott?
Greetings, team. Good morning. I'll try
Hi,
and be
Scott.
Quick. I ride 100% with Seltzer on the wording of the question. Devin hit it spot on. That was my main point. He started the questions with all our current Phillies. I mean, that was 100% clear. Secondly, I can't stand Stephen A. or LeBron James. I'd love to see the two of them get in a ring and have a pay-per-view, celebrity box match.
Well, that went last long.
And... Oh, I know. Well, yeah, I actually posed the question to AI, and that's exactly what AI said, that it would be over pretty quick. And then lastly, with the Phillies lineup, I would love to see just leave it alone for a month. Leave Turner at the top, Harper, Bohm, and Schwarber, and don't change that four out for, like, 2 months. Yesterday, watching the game, having Schwarber in the four hole brought Bohm a clear fastball in a situation where he wouldn't have gotten it last year. So I'd like to see that those four just leave alone. I think it can work. I think juggling it back and forth because the analysts suggest it is a mistake. And then lastly, my answer to your question is Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise, a good answer. Scott, really good call right there. Let's talk to Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, French. How are you today?
Great, Ken.
So, Joe, it's clear the question was, which Philly has been in the major leagues the longest? I mean, I don't know how we're even debating this.
Well, I think there was an implication, at least as I heard it, and some others, that he was saying who's got the longest tenure in all of Major League Baseball. That's how I heard it.
Well, what I heard and what I think everybody that I know in life heard was which Philly's been in the major leagues longest. So,
well, it is notable that the other guy, Andy from Deptford, also is confused. I mean, for what it's worth, I wasn't the only one.
Oh, you're siding with Andy now? This is convenient. That's good.
So that your defense is I'm no better than Andy from Deptford?
Well, okay, I'm better. It's just he was, you know. Yeah.
You go with that. Listen, on yesterday, I texted Chuck from Cherry Hill after Bryce Harper and Alec Bohm swung at the first pitch they saw of the season in successive at-bats. And he texted me back and said he would have been disappointed if I had not texted him in that moment. So, but it was all tongue-in-cheek. I think the shadows were huge. I mean, it's hard enough to hit major league pitching anyway. If you can't see what you're swinging at, then I don't know what you expect. I mean,
especially Ken, with how definitive Bohm was with what he said right after the game. I mean, it's clear cut.
There were 33 strikeouts in the game. The Nationals struck out 14 times too. Now, that should not be the bar we're trying to clear. Is the Washington Nationals? But to minimize it, to say it had nothing to do with it, I think it's a fallacy. So,
I'm going to be interested to see the poll result there. All right, Ken, we got to get to drop of the week. It's a big one, Seltzer tells me. Give me an answer for a great movie duo.
Well, it's really the only reason I called, because I can't believe it's 9:09 and nobody has said Riggs and Murtaugh yet.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God.
I cannot believe we went that long in the show.
I almost pulled it off.
Yeah, I thought it would be one of the first couple answers we got.
I mean, there's so many, though. I mean, that's a great one, but there's so many.
There are so many.
All right, Drop of the Week is brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. Let's crank it up with the Drop of the Week.
Hallelujah.
It's the Drop.
Krzyzewski. Krzyzewski?
Of the week.
Whoa, yourself. James tells us this is a really good drop of the week. It involves a couple weeks worth of stuff because we didn't do this last Friday. James, how good is it?
It's robust this week. I'm excited about drop of the week. I had trouble editing it down so that we could fit it in the segment. So let's dive in. Okay. Joe, we did, just so you know and so people know why this drop isn't here, we did do a very modified drop of the week last week.
Oh.
As it was right after Wechter's last day. We just gave the win to this. So I'll play it again so people know why it's not here. This was last week's winner by itself.
But, you know, talking about me and making me a center of attention is pretty overwhelming for me.
I'm
behind the scenes. Or that's where I lived, and now I realize how easy this job is on this side.
So I figured last week we'd just give the win to Wechter for a great line. So that will not be in here this week, but a great line from Joe Wechter. So let's dive in. It is 2 weeks. It's a lot of stuff. Let's get to it. Joe, you said this.
Give me more nudity!
Oh, yeah.
That is just, by itself,
unbelievable.
Strong.
Give me more nudity!
And also feels very appropriate. I mean, it feels like on brand.
That's so versatile.
Yeah, it's very
you can
good.
Use that anywhere.
All right, let's keep it rolling. The beginning, the thing that set it off, Joe versus Jack, the bout that we're all waiting for. This was kind of where it started, Joe. You taking some shots at Fritzy.
So you're a better athlete than Jack?
Well, the point is he was the one that had the ball and had the choice of where to throw it, and he didn't throw a strike, and I got on base. That's his fault.
So you're a better athlete.
Do I think I'm a better athlete than Jack Fritz? Yes.
I'm just going to send that audio to Jack.
Yeah. There's no question.
Yep.
Coming in hot. You were not messing around from the jump.
No. Correct.
This is preposterous.
We'll find out.
So here,
think about what we're saying. Think about what Joe is saying.
Okay. We'll find out.
Am I a better athlete than Jack? Yes. So definitive. I love it. So this is the only thing that'll be out of chronological order within the 2 weeks. I just figured I'd put a response from Jack. We've had a few, but recently this week, Joe, Jack has had enough.
The camera is not only said he's a better athlete than Fritz, and not only is willing to compete, but every day takes another shot at you.
Well, and brought on Ike today to take shots. Ike wasn't taking shots, but he wants to talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to crush this little worm.
No, yeah, so I decided today it's no longer a radio bit. It's now gotten personal. I'm going to kill him.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
Not flummoxed.
I believe the phrase is poke the bear, I think.
That might be a threat,
If Jack tries hard and trains, does that make you feel worried?
Well, here's the problem with your analogy, James, of poking the bear. In order to poke the bear,
the bear
has to be a bear.
I thought about it when I said
Jack
it.
Fritz? I mean,
he's more like a koala bear, right? I mean, like, so adorable and cute.
I don't know. There's a soft underbelly in there. I mean, I don't know.
This is great. Let's keep it rolling here,
what
Jeff.
What animal would you compare yourself to if he's not the bear?
I got to think about that. That's a good question. I'll think.
Joe, we'll go from ripping you to giving you a touch of credit here.
Okay.
I'll start by saying you're the worst at impressions, but you gave us a pretty decent one. We're going to do a little side-by-side here. Here's Doc Rivers saying he's a treasure about Ben Simmons.
He's a treasure.
Okay, so we got that. Joe, here was you. Take a little shot at it.
Doc Rivers.
Treasure him.
Pretty good, man.
Wow.
Ready? I'll do it one more time.
He's a treasure.
Doc Rivers.
Treasure him.
Right?
Very good.
Way to go,
that's
Joe.
That's really great.
Really good, man.
You know what? I think that example of Doc saying treasure him isn't as good as what, like,
I think
he
so
has
too.
Said it so much more like Joe said it.
I did a better Doc than Doc?
I think you sound more like Doc than Doc.
Thank you.
Good job.
I'm proud of myself.
That's your best impression ever.
Well, I've had two good ones. That was that and something else.
Throw the damn towel.
Both recent. Like, you've gotten better.
Thank you.
It's unbelievable.
Why is that?
I don't know.
You're taking more pride in your impressions lately.
Just luck.
Practicing.
I locked into it.
All right. Let's get to Wechter's final day. Obviously, a huge show. I could have played 15 cuts from it. I'm going to pick two. I'm going to pick one funny and one wholesome. Let's start with Al Morgani. And how much he misses these hours.
Al, do you miss the morning show?
No.
Take all the time you need.
Think that through, Al.
No, I don't miss it at all. My life is awesome.
That's great.
Thanks, Al.
That's great.
That's great.
All right, now to the poignant, the wholesome. This is just a piece of about a minute and a half or so, but I thought Ava's tribute to Wechter was really special. So here's the little end of what Ava had to say.
You deserve to have the best summer of Joe. I want you frolicking around the streets, not worrying about a thing, having a great time, because no one has worked harder than Joe Wechter. Joe Wechter, man, he was in at three naps rarely. Like, this guy is just the man. And I'm beyond thankful that this job brought us together.
I love you. There are tears there.
My family loves the Wechters. And, you know,
good
my
job,
dad.
Ava. Good. That's nice.
Right.
Aww. That's nice.
Right. Yeah,
that's
it was
so
really
sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, now let's go from that to a completely inappropriate
thing. By the way, that's so sweet. John Ritchie has never said those words. Oh, that's so sweet. I agree with you, Devin, but I'm just saying that's not the way Ritchie talks.
You don't like? You don't get sentimental?
I've said those
Ritchie gets
words.
Sentimental.
Yeah, he does, right?
This is really...
You heard it? It happens.
I'm working on it.
All right, now this is one. When Ike was on, Ritchie, you definitely didn't mean to say it this way, but you definitely said it, and I caught it. Here's what happened.
He said Jack is soft, and that implies he is harder than Jack.
Yeah.
There is
hold
that
on,
implication there.
I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Yes, sir.
Jack will listen back to this, and he's pulling that cut of what you just said.
100%. He's probably listening right now.
What Richie just said, I guarantee you that will be on our drop board with what you just said. I can't even repeat what you just said.
Here, I'll repeat it for those who weren't paying close attention.
He right. said Jack is soft, and that implies he is harder than Jack.
Oh, boy.
No.
Oh, boy. No. What's going on here? That's the inadvertent variety.
Oh, it is.
All right.
Pretty good, though.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's keep it going. Joe, I thought this was pretty good. It's not the first time you freaked out about NBA guys not playing, but you freaked out.
If I'm the NBA owners, no more guaranteed contracts. And I will collude, and I will accept a collusion charge, and I will pay the fine, but I will have players play! You have to play to get paid! I give you a 5-year deal. If your ass plays 42 games, guess what? You don't get the deal the next year. Out! 1 year out! Non-guaranteed! Get your ass out!
Preach, honestly. Preach.
Seriously. Yeah.
Seriously, preach.
It's so bad. And by the way, anybody that's doing fantasy basketball right now, coming down the stretch of a season, which, you know, there's thousands of people in the Delaware Valley, it is a wasteland of who you have to go to try to get your games in. I mean, because you have all these regular... Like, I have Lauri Markkanen. He never plays. He never plays. Mm. Now it's an illness. It's always Bradley Beal.
Yeah, he's got never want to play itis.
He never plays.
Hey, that play drop, screaming play, that really is... That's a versatile drop, too.
Thank
that's
you.
A
play!
Wonderful... Yeah, that right there... As well as, what was the one earlier? There was another great
play!
The nudity.
Give me more nudity!
Both of those. Both of those. Just plop them in anywhere, and they're so appropriate and inappropriate at the same time.
Really good stuff.
Love them.
All right, we got three more to get to. Sometimes you know before drop of the week what's winning. That's this. This is winning. Here's Ron from Monco.
They have zero shot at even getting to the World Series. They're probably not even going to get into the playoffs. The
what a breath of fresh air Ron is today.
Well, I want it on the record.
You're on the record. All right, give me a four because I really got to move on.
Okay. All right, buddy. How about foreskin?
I can't stop laughing every time I hear it. It's so casually like, oh, all right.
Yeah, like, oh, okay.
Sure, no problem. I gotcha.
Naturally.
Foreskin.
So ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing. As good as that was, Jason Kelsey's reaction to it is maybe just as good. Here's Kelsey's reaction to hearing that.
Foreskin.
Absolutely nailed it.
It doesn't even sound like he had it planned. Like, just like, how about that?
It's like foreskin. The word that just came out.
Just nailed it.
Like, Kelsey was dying laughing.
He was dying.
He loved it.
Well, that's his kind of humor. You know?
It's right up his alley.
it really is.
It was good. All right, and then one last one. Related to that, Joe, you had a pretty good line related to Ron.
Congrats, Ron. You stunned the
Unprecedented.
World.
Unprecedented.
You pulled it off with foreskin. All right.
And he won.
Yeah, yeah.
As he should.
I think we got to give it to Ron.
It's
right?
Ron. You pulled it off. It's really good there, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, Ron's got a shot for drop of the year. It's
without
an early
a
contender.
Doubt. Without
but
a doubt.
But is it a versatile drop? No.
No, but it's just hilarious.
Not to be versatile drop of the year.
Do you think that you'll be trying to squeeze that in there?
Should I just play the one line that, you know?
Come on, man. Just, come on. All right, congratulations to Ron with the foreskin answer. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494 as we broadcast from Borgata. Unbelievable. Let's go to Anthony right now in New Jersey. Anthony, how are you, pal?
How you doing, hard head, soft hiney, the camera? How you doing?
Well, I was going to say a retort, but I decided not to.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that was a little risky right there.
Man, landmines in there with
that.
Yeah,
there's a lot. There's a lot.
Let's just keep drop of the week going. What do we think?
Yeah, bear in mind what we were just doing.
Whew.
Hey, man, I called in, man. I got to rebut what the caller said about LeBron, man. Like, let's be for real here, man. LeBron, he had started this thing to the next level because he went on Pat McCaffrey's show and said that he will put his hands on Stephen A. first.
I don't remember hearing that. I don't think he said that.
No, yes. You could go back. You could look whenever you have time.
I don't remember that. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
I didn't hear it, but...
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that's when Stephen A. replied, oh, if he would have put his hands on me, that's what he would have returned. He would have, you know...
Well, we'll look into that, Anthony. If LeBron took it there first than he did, I don't know that, but I hear you.
Yeah, more of the story is I'm team Stephen A, man, because LeBron, he got to stop acting like that, you know, he didn't do what he did.
It's like a diva, not act like you're a diva. Like, you're a diva.
The thing is, he has never been...
You're a diva.
He's a diva.
He's never been unaccountable like this in the past. Aside from the decision thing that got way out of hand.
Yeah.
He's been the stand-up guy since he was, you know, like
in some,
15.
But, John, in some ways, in many ways, he's not.
Well,
he's not. Yeah.
In the grand scheme, when the lights are brightest, he has stood up and done the right thing.
In a lot of ways, but other ways, like
but I also pass the
this
ball.
This is such
too.
A departure.
He's a pain in the ass behind the scenes in certain ways.
Well, that's what we hear for sure. Yeah.
He got upset because Pat Riley took his cookies away.
Right.
Now that's ridiculous. First of all, Pat Riley to take his cookies away, but that's when he wanted to leave Miami.
Yeah, that was the report that. The way Riley was, but like, I mean, Riley had a purpose, whether you like it or not, there was a purpose, and LeBron didn't want to be treated that way, so.
LeBron didn't like being told.
You should keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. I mean, look, some of this is like Brady and Belichick, although I don't think quite as hardcore, but I mean, Brady got tired of the Belichick thing. I mean, he did. We know that. Anyway, Anthony, give me an answer, man. A great movie duo.
Before that, hey, Joe, man, I need you to do me a favor, man.
Sure.
I need you to take this serious, man, with Jack Fritz. Take it serious.
I know.
We need more than 20 push-ups, man, because I cannot wait for you to strut around, you know, in glory and victory
after
you beat that sucker, Jack Fritz.
Wow! He's on your side, Jack.
Thank you.
Joe,
you got one. Thank you, buddy.
Rhea and Anthony.
That's the
Joe team.
My answer is Starchy and Hutch.
You got it, pal. Anthony, what a great phone call. Start to finish.
Wow.
Love it.
I wonder why you liked it so much.
So misguided.
Well,
wow.
It would really be bad for Fritz if I win, right?
Like, I will say, to his point, you will strut if you win.
Yeah. I mean, Ike and Spike would really, would really never let Jack.
For the rest of his life. For the rest of his life, they might even incorporate it in the name of the show, like just Spike Ike and the guy who lost to.
How about this for a bet? Jack's name has to come out of the show if he loses.
What are you doing? You keep coming up with ideas for Jack and what he has to do. Yeah. What about you if you lose?
I mean, come on. I mean, there's not much I have to do because no one thinks I'm going to win. So you can't light up there.
I don't think it works that way, though. Yeah, I mean, you still need to face consequences.
I'm writing that one down. So we have two suggestions of what Jack will have to do if I win. One is he has to wear my uniform.
We need to come up with something
writing it down.
Yeah, Jack has to wear my uniform for every playoff game if I win.
The uniform is good.
That's pretty good. That's other is his name comes out of the
show. I think that's fantastic.
Because, you know, that would really hurt his soul.
Does Jack still have a Millersville uniform?
Bloomsburg?
Oh, I don't
know.
Jack Fritz knowledge is lacking here.
I'm so sorry. Not a
Fritzman. Well, those D7s, you get them confused, you know?
Well, my point is, if he
that
still,
ain't right.
if
that
he
ain't
still
right.
has his uniform.
No offense to everyone at Bloomsburg or Millersville. That was only about
Jack
Fritz.
Our first engines of drop D7. Of the week next week now.
You know,
am I wrong in saying like they're like
college athletes
they're interchangeable.
Put so much time and effort in at Division
III. Sorry to everyone who went to those schools.
There's a lot of work and time and love and devotion that goes into year-round practicing
I'm gonna
for
give
these
you...
sports at Division III colleges.
Sure.
And you look down your nose at that, having been a middle school athlete.
Well.